So time to turn our attention to what's happening on the other side of the pond. MLS Monday is back, joined as always by Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome.
Hi, Andy. It's good to be back. And it's also good to see that the weather in England's back to being a bit dreary.
We would expect nothing less, Drew, to be honest.
Yeah, it's true. That warm weather was getting to be too much.
Speaking of places, as we turn our attention to America, speaking of places that are known for a bit of rainfall, happy to see Seattle Sounders, my team, who've had a dreadful start to the season. Suddenly, form is being picked up there.
That's right, Andy, and that is a great segue. Seattle currently unbeaten in the last four games, three of which three straight wins, and over the weekend, a 3-1 win over the Portland Timbers, their regional rivals. They had goals from Clint Dempsey, two from Clint Dempsey, that is, and Christian Soldan, and a late consolation for Portland from Fernando Addy. And, Seattle is like a brand new team since the late July sacking of Ziggy Schmid. Currently, they only have an interim coach in Brian Schmetzer, and, he's really turned them around since taking over. And, you have to look back and say that was a brilliant move by Seattle's front office to get that boost going into what is the towards the end of the season. Seattle with 10 games left to play this season, and they have a shot at making the playoffs now, which looked just 4 weeks ago like something that wasn't going to happen. Currently, Seattle sit 2 points back of that last playoff place, which is controlled by Portland. And next weekend, they'll once again play Portland in the last game of their series this season. So right now, Seattle looking very good, and Clint Dempsey also surprisingly finding some form as well.
Do you think that we might be in a situation where Seattle look to maybe retain the guy who's in temporary charge at the moment, or might they look maybe to the UK again? I mean, I say again, the MLS has some history with British coaches. You've got the likes of Owen Coyle, who wasn't that successful when he went to Texas. But do you see somebody like that maybe coming in, or do you think they will keep it a bit closer to home?
If they do well right now, and definitely if they make the playoffs, I think they'll give Schmetzer a chance next season. One of those things with if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I think that there's a good chance that he could be kept on, and this is almost like a little bit of a trial for him if he can do some good things with Seattle. And again, like we said, undefeated in their last four games. So, if he can keep them going and get to that playoff, I think that job should be his.
Let's stretch our MLS chat out a little bit, have a look at a couple of the other teams. And one that certainly interests me is the form of Toronto FC at the moment.
Yeah, Toronto FC, again, we've talked about them in recent weeks in some fantastic form, unbeaten in their last six, currently second place in the Eastern Conference, only 1 point back of conference leaders New York City FC. And, I've been quite critical of them over the season, how much they rely on Sebastian Giovinco, And I even wrote recently how I didn't think that they're, had much of a chance at winning the MLS Cup this season. And they've only proved me wrong, Andy, by the winning their last few games and, finding some goals from other people. Over the weekend, 3-1 winners over Philadelphia Union, Giovinco with a goal, Drew Moore and Josie Altidore also. One of the players at Toronto really needed to get back into form and actually, scoring some goals was Josie Altidore, who has scored three in his last three games and even got the last gasp leveler last week against Houston Dynamo. So, Toronto, for all the flaws that we've seen with relying so heavily on Giovinco, they're playing some of the best football right now. Only given up 26 goals this season. Altidore is got back to fitness now after missing large parts of the season. So, Toronto, even though they're second in the East, I still think they're a bit of a dark horse as we get towards the playoffs. And, they could do it on the back of Giovinco, relying on him.
How is Josie Altidore actually seen in MLS these days? I mean, we know him over here from a loan spell he had at Hull. I think 28 games, one goal. Sunderland, 42 games, I think one goal there as well. He started his career with the Red Bulls, now Toronto FC. Goals, at times in his career, they've seemed free-flowing, but at other times, they're very much not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think the best form he's had, really, was when he was playing in the Netherlands. You know, I think a lot of people look at him right now as a very highly paid player who just does not provide what he's paid to do. To me, he looks quite a bit overweight. He really looks like he needs to get that down and get his fitness under him, and then maybe we can see the best out of him. With Toronto, though, you know, if he's in there with Giovinco is such a creative player, and he sets things up so well that I think that he can really thrive next to the little Italian, but I think a lot of that has to do with getting his form, but I wouldn't put him in the top five of strikers in MLS right now.
And finally, you touched on them earlier. Let's just have a look at them as well. New York City FC, they sit top of the East. It's been a bit of a weird season because there have been times this season where New York City have looked absolutely atrocious. Yet, there they are. They sit top. Now, is this a case of, does this show how unpredictable this league can be? Does this show how well New York City have done over the 26 games as a general rule? I mean, what is being read into that?
Well, I'd say a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B there, Andy. At the moment, they're undefeated in their last five of their last six, and you know they've played some really good football at times. Over the weekend, they were 1-0 winners over LA Galaxy. David Villa got the winner in the sixth minute, and the defense held out, which is something that, you know, we used to not be able to say about New York City. And I think Patrick Vieira's ideas and his tactics, I think they're starting to take shape, but I still think there is a little bit of inconsistency with this team. But you know, again, as you were saying, it's kind of that funny part about the league. You know, the Eastern Conference is a little bit all over the place at times. But like I was talking about with Toronto, they do rely quite heavily on one goal scorer, and that is David Villa, who has 16 goals this season. And he's tied with Giovinco for the lead in MLS. But it's good to see both New York teams up near the top of the Eastern Conference. And I think that bodes well for MLS to have that market, that city, who is not done very well over the years in the league, to have those teams thriving at the moment.
Do you know, I was going to say, when you were talking about the inconsistencies of the Eastern Conference, I was going to say one thing that is very consistent is that Chicago Fire are rubbish, and I've just remembered that they won 3-0 this weekend. So, probably not the weekend to bring that up.
And that is, again, the inconsistencies of the league. They've been so bad all year, yet they somehow pull out a win over the weekend.
Well, Drew, always brilliant to get you on for MLS Monday. Thank you for joining us again this week.
Thanks, Andy. It's good to be back, and it looks like the sun might be peeking out through the clouds now. So
it's the British summer. Rain, sun, we get it all. Hail and snow soon.